So the other question, obviously, here is the cardiomyopathy. I saw you were on a paper in the JAMA, I think it was JAMA Oncology or JAMA, about lethal side effects or autoimmune problems that have been observed. Obviously, very, very uncommon. Unfortunately, this lady's weren't, but certainly cardiomyopathy was on that list of potentially catastrophic problems. Can you talk about what we know, Leora, about cardiomyopathy related to checkpoint inhibitors and how you make the diagnosis? Do you think that's what happened here?
So it's a great question. It definitely sounds like it's what happened, given that she responded to steroids and her ejection fraction improved on therapy. Javed Moslehi with Doug Johnson and a group of collaborators at Vanderbilt actually were the first to describe it in the New England Journal of Medicine a few years ago. We don't know all of the causes of the cardiomyopathy, and unfortunately, the patients that they initially described had fatal cardiomyopathy and died as a result. And so we had biopsies on those patients and found that they're had no cancer and their hearts were just full of T cells.
Wow.
And so what that has led to at our institution is a lot of these patients automatically get troponins and EKGs with their therapy so that we can potentially catch it early. It was a great catch by Dr. Ma, because the first thing you think about with fatigue is their adrenal and thyroid function, and then you kind of think, well, they're cancer, they're having symptoms from their cancer. There's so many grants and different agencies that are trying to define how best to predict which patients will develop these autoimmune toxicities. What's interesting is there's also data that some of these patients who develop autoimmune toxicities actually have better outcomes. So it's kind of how do you reconcile the two of, yeah, let's give you a bad side effect, but that just means that you're going to live longer and hopefully it's a side effect you can live with.
Just want to pick up on that last point because I've been asking that question ever since I first heard about checkpoint inhibitors, and there's been a lot of debate and controversy. Where are we today? Because when you made that statement, it sounds like maybe we have more definitive data on this question of correlation of autoimmune toxicity and benefit.
Most of it's still retrospective reviews, so most of it is still case series that we're seeing coming out. And what's interesting is, depending on the disease, it can actually determine. So in GI tumors, recently there was data presented that maybe in GI tumors, the patients who get arthralgias have better outcomes with autoimmune therapy, whereas in other disease types, the patients who get rash with pembrolizumab, maybe they'll have a better outcome with their immune checkpoint inhibitors. I don't think we know enough to definitively say who develops what.
I'm kind of curious, Jan, when you say she had fatigue, did she also have any symptoms or signs of heart failure?
She did not have lower extremity edema, and she, as far as I can remember, she did not have significant dyspneal exertion. I mean, she's tired. I mean, it's hard to tell. Nothing dramatic, but just profoundly fatigued at the time.
Really interesting.